There's something deeply dodgy and weird about Dubai. On the surface, it looks kind of modern, almost futuristic, but then there are elements that are just positively medieval and ridiculous, like this current story at the moment. A British tourist has been arrested and charged with illegal extramarital sex in Dubai. Okay, she'd been gang raped, people. She goes to the police to report it, and she gets charged and gets banged up there, loses a passport. She faces all kinds of offences, punishments including jail, deportation, flogging, and even stoning to death. And meanwhile, the perpetrators have left the country. What is going on in that country? It's certainly not a good advertisement for tourists. You've got to watch your step when you're there. You see people getting arrested there for having a T-shirt that might have a depiction of a female form on it, for heaven's sakes. And if you've had any dramas in Dubai, give us a call, 922-11-882. James Nixon is a former A380 captain for Emirates Airlines and a former Dubai resident. He's escaped the UAE. He's back in Melbourne now. Hello, James.
G'day, Adam. Yeah. It wasn't that hard to escape either.
No, well, as long as you weren't doing anything extramaritally in the sexual sense, everything's fine, apparently.
I was there for 10 years. I never saw any stonings.
You didn't? Okay.
No.
Plenty of drunk expats, I'd imagine.
Well, that is the problem. And look, I've checked out the internet since you gave me this story. I've gone right back to March and the newspaper, Gulf News, can't find anything about this particular story, which apparently happened last month.
Yep.
The story comes out of England and let's just say that the Fleet Street is good at bashing Dubai. A lot of articles get put in the paper in England about Dubai and how bad it is. And this story could be true.
But we've heard similar stories in the past about this, that if you are a woman and you report rape, you're likely to not get the reception you think you're going to get.
I think that's true. You've got to understand that there are seven Emirates in the UAE. Dubai is the most progressive one, and the one where a previous situation where a girl employee was raped, that was in Fujairah, which is a different emirate. And each one of these emirates has a different style of management and a different adherence to the laws. I don't think Dubai has stoned anyone for many, many years, if at all. And I certainly don't think anyone's been whipped. I was there for 10 years. I've lived in 5 countries since I went overseas, 13 years overseas after ANZUC. I've lived in Vietnam. The rules in Vietnam also are pretty strict. You know, you can't have a single woman in your house after 1 a.m. if you're a single man in Vietnam.
Is that right?
That's true. And there are rules here. There were rules in Dubai. Two men can live in a house together. Two women can live in a house together. Gays are outlawed, but I know two gay guys who live together. I'm a single man. I couldn't live in my house with a single girlfriend. I can't live with her unless I marry her.
So but I guess people... Rules. Yeah, go on.
But nobody goes into your bedroom unless anything goes wrong.
That's
this
it.
This is the situation. I'm very concerned about this girl. This sounds to me like a typical case of getting really, really drunk and ending up in a hotel room with two blokes.
Maybe.
And we see a large number of these Western girls going out on Fridays to these huge expat brunches where there's free-flowing alcohol because Dubai is different to the common perception. It's got the highest alcohol allowance, duty-free, going into it than any other country. You can take 5 bottles of wine into Dubai when you arrive there for duty-free.
Right.
Every hotel has an alcohol license. So if you've got a hotel, you can go to the beach club where there's alcohol on the beach. They bring it to you while you're sitting in, under your umbrella and sell it to you there. There's a lot of alcohol in Dubai, and on these Friday brunches, some of them you pay extra money and you can have free-flowing Moet all afternoon.
Gee, you didn't take me to that one when I was there, James. The free-flowing Moet.
Yes,
I got the trickling bitter.
That's right, the Rami Rose trickling bitter. Yeah, that's all you get. But you're not very pretty, Adam.
That's true. I've been told
that.
The
thing is, you get these girls and they just let their hair down like they do in England and in Australia.
Yeah.
Let me give you a rule for tourism worldwide, and it's in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and it's in Vietnam and all of these places around the world. And we've just found out with this poor girl killed in Africa on the diving trip last week.
Yeah.
It is very different to being home when you're overseas. Learn the rules before you go and don't get caught out. Don't get yourself legless drunk on a beach in Dubai. The same way, if you get caught in Melbourne, legless on a beach, or in Perth, you can't go and drink 5 gallons of alcohol in the afternoon at Cottesloe Beach and get away with it if the police come up to you. Same in Dubai.
Mm, yeah, but the consequences seem to be a little more extreme there. You might find yourself locked up for a period of time.
That's right. They lock you up first and investigate later. Yeah. Remember that in Dubai, it's very, very safe.
Yeah.
70% of the police are plain clothes, so you don't see a large police presence like you do in Bahrain and in other Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
It's very good for tourism. There's lots of CCTV, and so what happens is they investigate. And while they're investigating, you get locked up.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, as you say, a lot of plainclothes police, a lot of CCTV, there will be eyes upon you, watch your step. It might seem free and easy, but it can change very quickly.
Very fast.
Yeah.
And just remember, on the front page of your passport, it tells you to learn the local rules before you go overseas. When you get put in jail, the Australian government doesn't have to come and get you out.
No.
All they come to the cells and see that you're being looked after. Yeah.
Oh, yes,
there's
hello
no
there.
Yeah. Australians overseas think that the Australian government comes and rescues you and gives you lawyers and stuff like that.
They don't.
It's not true.
And I think also sometimes our tourists have a little bit of a culturally superior attitude, and that can also come back to bite you very hard, that kind of a superior attitude. Thank you, James. Appreciate your time, mate, as always. Thanks for that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is James Nixon, retired A380 captain, former Dubai resident on this issue.